To executive shine conversations that count. My name is Jeannie Holzbacher, and I'm here with my power co-host, Jill Wright. And we scour the planet to find the most international, big-time influencers. We are using media to exploit what's right in this world. And we were so fortunate to capture Dr. Melissa Peterson for tonight's show. I'm so excited about having you on because I have your book here, Codes of Longevity.
Yay!
And I am blown away at some of what I've read in here. It says, learn from 20 of today's leading health experts how to unlock your potential. Basically, it's almost like anti-aging. Explain how this came about.
Well, it's a lot more than anti-aging. I like to use words that move us forward. And it's, first of all, everybody, it's great to be here. So thank you guys for having me. But you know, for years, what I know to be absolutely true. So I'm known as an expert in thriving, and I'm really sought out as a leader in epigenetics and the science of what signals our genetic potential, a teacher, a leader, a clinician for more than 20 years. And what I've always known is that innately within us, as human beings, we do have limitless potential. And too much of the messaging that we're exposed to every single day tells us how we're limited. It would lead us to believe that we're lacking, that we're broken, something about us needs fixed or improved or corrected in some way. And quite frankly, that's just not the truth. And so I said, what if we could start just same coin, but opposite side. And we could really have a conversation that begins to do what I like to call, Jeannie, shake the dirt off the roots of our current beliefs and unlock new possibilities, right? Where all of a sudden, what was once impossible becomes possible. And of course, as a doctor, and I'm surrounded by other amazing health innovators, I said, I want to share their brilliance because what better conversation to unpack and to redefine than the outdated story of aging and tell it through the limitless lens of longevity.
So then when I listen to you, what I think of is when we hear ourselves or somebody say, hey, that's just the way I am. That's not true. We are right. Choosing to limit ourselves, right?
100%. Absolutely.
Somebody
and we can go into that whenever you are ready. I could talk for hours about that, but I can give you quick and simple tactical, practical solutions of how to simply begin right within, come into yourself, begin to activate the brain in new ways to really notice so that you can quickly up-level it into new ways of understanding yourself and how you can more fully express thriving states.
All right. So let's say I am stuck in this pattern of thinking, I'll never achieve this level of financial success. That, let's say that I want to make $1 million, but I always get to like 700, 800, and I never can get beyond that barrier. What would be a way that I could overcome that?
I love that. And you know, part of what I'm called for to answer this immediately, one of my favorite quotes, not by me, but from the amazing Les Brown, right? He says, hey, if we fight for our limitations, we get to keep them. And what I mean by that, I know you know that one, right? It's such a powerful one. It's simple, but it's like, oh, that in and of itself, the moment I hear myself say that, I reframe and go, wait a minute, am I fighting for my limitations? Every time I speak, so what I want everybody hearing to know is that the words that come out of your mouth are truly the most powerful tool that you possess. Because what happens when we speak, so there's one thing about ruminating and having these thoughts, but when all of a sudden you speak them out loud, you're literally activating different parts of the brain that kind of amplify this information. And so let's just break it down really simply. You want your, I just can't, right? Why can't I get past six figures? How do I get to seven figures? Why am I always here? How do I break through? I just can't do it. Well, whether you can or you can't, you're right. So the first thing that we do is just to add on one simple word. And that word is yet. Yet. I just can't. I can't. I can't. Yet. Because the moment you do that, you now pop open new potentials and possibilities to the brain. Right. So without us doing a deep dive into limiting beliefs and how do we, you know, break through them, we just start with a simple word add on. And what's really happening that's so powerful, some of your listeners may or may not know this, but there's a part of your brain that's called the reticular activating system. And really what the brain is, it's a deletion tool because there are millions of bits of information that the brain has to process every single day. And operations, it has to run inside of your body, right? And so it has to know, wait, the brain is designed for you to survive. It's not designed to keep you happy, to make you happy, to have you flourish. You are innately designed to flourish, but the brain's job, number one, is to scan for threat. And so it's always going to default to primitive brain. Is there a threat? Because I have to keep you alive, body. If there's a threat, I got to fight, flight, or freeze. I got to make sure that you're safe. And so what happens is the reticular activating system is naturally set to the default of, is there a threat? Is there danger? And yet the moment we feed it words, now it says, oh, that's important to you. So I've got my default mode, but this thing's important to you. So now I'm going to let that in. I'm going to let that bit of information come in. What the brain doesn't hear is I can or I can't. If you say, I can't make it, I can't get to seven figures. And all you're focused on is why am I just at six figures? Why am I just at six figures? Guess what it's going to see? How to keep you at six figures. Okay. So I like to call this the red Jeep syndrome because we've all gone shopping for a car at some point, right? And the moment you decide, so this happened years ago, my husband and I decided that we wanted a new red Jeep. And all of a sudden, what did we do? We'd never had a red Jeep. We never had a red car. What do we start to notice?
Red cars.
Everywhere. Red Jeeps specifically, the exact one that we wanted, right? And that was because we told our brains, this is important. And that's just a super simple example that we've all gone through, but the power of our words are constantly telling our brain what's important, what to let in, what to notice more. So the better question is to first add on yet. And then if we forget to say yet, it's just going, it's about asking better questions. It's really asking new questions for ourselves. So instead of saying the same thing over and over, if you hear yourself say it, just go, okay, wait. So let me rethink this. Let me just ask a new question. What are the limitless ways that I can start to break through and start to be not just a seven-figure earner, a $1 million earner. I want to be a $5 million, a $10 million, a $20 million earner. So it's like in golf, Tiger Woods, what his coaches would have him do, he would always set his sights right beyond the goal, the cup, right? And because it's like, again, where do we set our limitations? If I'm looking directly at the goal, we're typically a little short, always a little short. Just like you said, I want to be seven, but I can't get past six. I'm close to seven figures, but it's right there at 800,000. Well, a lot of people say that's pretty darn good. But yet for you, you're like, I haven't broken through yet, right? So yet I'm still here. So let's go even bigger than the next number. Let's really amplify it. Let's add on that yet. And let's start to ask new questions that pop open new lines of thinking that really align us with what we want. Not thinking I don't have it yet, just acting as if you have it. Okay, brain, seven figures. 5 million. We're doing it. What are the best ways we can do it? What are the resources that we need? What are the tools? What are the books I need to read? What are the people I need to listen to? How can I be inspired fully so that I every day am and just so excited to effortlessly generate $5 million, right? So now all of a sudden we're thinking in that towards, that forward, not I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. I don't have it. We're in it. We're activating the emotion and we're fully now. Our reticular activating system is going, oh, there it is. You need that book. Oh, did you just hear that? Did you see that speaker? All of a sudden you're going to pick up because the information's there. It's probably in your news feed somewhere, right? The more you talk about it, your phone's listening. So it's going to help you find the information. It's going to serve it right up. And you're going, oh my gosh, there it is. Make sense?
It makes total sense. It sounds like every cell in my body is eavesdropping on the conversations I have.
Yes.
And I need to have conversations that count with myself. Mm-hmm. And questions are the answer.
100%. I love that. Conversations that count. And what we all need to remember is the most important conversations are within ourselves. self-talk, how we're talking to ourselves. Because if we don't believe we can't expect others to. If we don't love ourselves, we can't expect others to, right? If we're not going to support ourselves and the things that matter most to us, why would we expect anyone else to do it for us?
Oh, Jill, take it away.
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to add, one of the really wonderful things that you talk about in the book is, along with the longevity, it's about the shift in perspective,
yes,
which is just what you're talking about. And one of the things you say in your chapter on stress is, how do we use stress? How do we shift our perspective?
Yeah.
Just like this self-talk, how do we shift our perspective with ourselves and use that stress as a mechanism to create? So tell us a little bit about that.
I'm excited to tell you a little bit about that. And what I want to do, so I can connect two dots, if I may, is I want to just take a moment and I want to come back to something that Jeannie just said, how she felt like every cell in her body was listening. And literally every cell in your body is listening. And this truly is the science of epigenetics. And it's what we talk a lot about in the Codes of Longevity. And this ties into stress and perception. So just really simply and quickly for everybody listening, you know, epigenetics is the science of how your genetic code is either expressed or repressed. So years ago, we thought, hey, DNA, genetic code, genes are our destiny. Now, they are a roadmap to your destiny, but they're not your destiny. Okay. They're not your destination, rather. And so what truly determines that, about 25% of your genetic code is actually at play in kind of how you, you know, the color of your eyes, color of your hair, some of your physical traits, like that's there. That's 25%. The other 75%, which is what's so amazing. And again, it's why I love this book. I love this conversation with Codes of Longevity. It's that we are truly the masters of our own destiny because, let's think about this, our DNA lives in our cells. Okay, it's pretty much there dormant, just waiting until it gets activated. Well, what activates it? A signal from above the gene. The signal from above the gene is the epigenome, the epigenetic signal, the input. Okay, so what's signaling? Well, the environment around the cell. What informs, what creates the environment around our cell? The environment that we live in. So this is where I talk a lot in the book about how, think of it like a camera lens that zooms out and in. So there's this constant conversation that your cells are listening to. And what that conversation is the conversation that the inner world of your body, of your body chemistry, your physiology, your hormones, your neurotransmitters are having with the outer world, the thoughts you're thinking, the way you're perceiving the situation, you know, the sunlight you're exposed to, the amount of sleep you're getting, the quality of the food and the nutrients that you're taking in, all of it. And historically, we've been led to believe, again, beautiful marketing keeps us thinking that we're limited versus understanding our own potential of how limitless we are. We have historically been taught that one input equals one output. And this is the Newtonian model of thinking, A plus B equals C. It's very linear. Yet new sciences absolutely debunk all of that. Like, we are what's called a complex system. Now, that doesn't mean we're complex. We really are quite simple when we get out of our head and break it down. It's this, again, beautiful interchange of communication through the complexities, all these signals. And now let's talk about these signals as stressors. And why do I actually say yes to stress? Because people be like, why would I want more stress, right? Like, that doesn't seem right. Yet stress is innately neutral. And so what stress actually is just an increased load to the system. And there's two types of stress. There's eustress and distress. Now, eustress is what's perceived as a good stress. These are things that get us excited, a new job, you know, we want to take on, we're going to travel, we're going to go to a new place, we're taking on something kind of new, and it's an overload. We are going to be taken out of our what's called familiar zone, or we might refer to as our comfort zone. And the moment we go outside of that zone, we're now going into an increased load, a load on the system of kind of like, I don't know, a lot of the brain scanning, could there be new threats? I don't know this place. I don't really quite know, but I'm excited. That's eustress. Distress is also a load to the system. It's still a tax. So think we're going to the gym. We're lifting weights, like going to the gym and working out. exercise is one of the most important health modulators, genetic DNA modulators, and dictators of lifespan out of anything, but is actually a stress to the system. And so here's what happens. The difference between eustress and distress is rest and recovery. And so, and I'm going to tie this all together in just a moment. So keep listening, everybody. Here we go. We're going to take it around to home base. Is that whether you label it good or bad, it is nothing, because good or bad is perception. How I perceive something is going to be different than how you perceive it. And we talk a lot about this in the chapter in the interview I did with Dr. Mario Martinez and cultural perspectives, because teenagers are going to think that loud noise is cool and great. They're at a concert. They're loving it. You know, if you're older and you're just like, oh my gosh, turn that down, right? So like that's a stress to somebody at a certain, you know, point in life versus somebody else. So stress is totally a perception. And now when we categorize it, and why I say yes to it, high performers know exactly what to do with their stress. They use it as a tool to drive forward, to succeed, to create new enhanced outcomes. Stress is our inner programming to evolve, as humans. And this is big. I'm hoping that people can get the fullness of this, because again, stress is neutral. It's not good or bad. It's a load to the system. And as we take in something new, something novel, something outside of our comfort familiar zone, then the body has to say, well, what is this? And what do I do with it? But it's learning. It's learning. It's adapting. It's, you know, going into new capabilities. And so that's great, right? That helps us to go, great, I can evolve. But here's where we're at. We're living in a time of chronic distress because we never take our foot off the gas. We are constantly being distracted. We're constantly being overloaded. We're constantly, and we keep going and going and going and multitasking, thinking somehow that's going to, you know, I'm just going to wait. Gosh, if we can just sit here and wait and hope 2021 is going to be better. Like I'm going to keep binging. I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep, but we don't ever let ourselves just stop. Just stop, get bored, give the brain some space, give the body some time to recover. So the only way that we actually evolve and why and how we can say yes to stress is we can take challenge, disruption, overload, adventure, excitement, newness, and overload to the system. And if we take time to then rest and reset, we can actually create new learnings that will last, new neural pathways in the brain. And so now new skills, new possibilities of how we can show up more resiliently. So we keep expanding our abilities, our potential, and we can tap into it. We can go full force and then we can chill, but we just don't let ourselves chill. So we talk a lot in that chapter about one of my favorite things, which is how do you begin to actually retrain, take the foot off the gas and toggle from stress and sympathetic distress, which is breaking your system down, gang. It is aging you at an accelerated rate. And the big promise that we make in the book is, wait a minute, I'm going to teach you why you age and really why you don't have to, how you can slow it down first and foremost, how you can stop it and actually age in reverse. And this is where we begin to get the benefits of what's referred to as age rejuvenation. So it's not anti-aging. We're just saying, look, we're in control of it. We're not like we do age, yet we can actually age in reverse. And isn't that cool?
Very, very cool. I'm thinking I'm all about that.
Yes.
Interesting. I would like you to, because I know a lot of our audience, Jill knows a lot, she worked with a lot of executives and, yes. And I worked them in healthcare. I'm a senior healthcare nurse executive. Yeah. And I run a national company or a national program. And I experienced it today, as a matter of fact, true confessions. I had a meltdown right before, after work, because it was a particularly difficult day. And I talked to Jill and she said the most beautiful thing to me. She said, don't make a decision about the story you're telling yourself right now. Yeah. Step back, be objective, think about it, pray about it, do your thing with it, but don't commit to this decision in a negative pattern.
Yeah. And what she did is she gave you permission to rest. Rest from that thought pattern. Just take a pause and go focus on something else. Give yourself time to process, right? Before you made any lasting decisions on it. Yeah, that's beautiful.
In the book, one of the things I noticed was you said that when you were looking at uncovering the core of who you are.
Yeah.
And this ties into a question I'm going to ask Jill, because both of you women are in this book. And it says you uncovered that your core is connection, and living a long life is about enjoying connection with all that you love. So yeah. When you say we don't slow down and we don't give our time, ourselves permission to rest, are we also then in effect disconnecting or preventing connection?
Yes. And I'm going to invite everybody listening to really ask themselves that question. So of course I can answer it and I can sit here and tell you yes, but I really want everybody to take a pause. And if you're constantly going and you're constantly in your head and you're not taking time to just really align with what you're feeling, with what's coming, because our emotions, our feelings are really the voice of our soul. And I like to say that this book is the connection between science and soul. So it is about all the great, you know, biochemical pathways and all that cool stuff. But really, if we're going to talk about what does it mean to live a long life well, like how good is it if we're 95 and we're alone and we're sad and we're miserable and we're decrepit and we're living on 20 medications? What type of quality of life is that? And so the sooner we give ourselves permission to realize, again, life is happening all around us, but what we seek, and I say it in there, what we seek is seeking us. It's not out there. The way that we know when we're aligned with it is when we ignite it from within. It's in our code, everything you desire, everything, all the wisdom. And think about this, like, let's really think about what is the genetic code. It is literally the blueprint of life. It's the book of life. Right? It's like, here it is, passed down generation after generation after generation. Think of all the kings and the queens and all of the amazing creators and artists and innovators and everything that has come before us. It's in there. We are all of it. We are. And that's why I say, when I say we're limitless, like our abilities, we've already got a roadmap, but we're so busy thinking up here that we have to figure it out, that we're the ones that's supposed to somehow know. And so we go looking out, out, out. If we would pause and connect first to self, get out of here, out of the head for anybody who's not on video, and into our heart and begin to just go, I'm going to feel, because let's face it, ladies, it's scary for a lot of people. A lot of times we're like, well, I don't know, I got stuff in there. I don't know if I want to feel it. Like, I just want it all to be nice and happy. And, we're here to feel all of it. That's the complexity. That's the richness. That's the information pathways that allow us to say yes to the things that uplift us. Thanks, but no thanks to the things that are taking us down, because we can instantaneously toggle. And so the longer we are disconnected from ourselves, the greater we are disconnected from the true meaning, connection, life, and people around us. You know, it's actually, I think Dr. Mario Martinez said this. And actually, I just heard it on another interview the other day, a similar sentiment. Think of Robin Williams. He was one of the most beloved actors and comedians. He touched lives of people around the globe. And yet he struggled with addiction. And for years, he never believed, because he was looking out there and it was all there, but he wasn't connecting and allowing himself to feel it and to live it and to be it. So that as we receive, we're also then able to fill ourselves up and flow back out, right? I say it begins within, so we can fill ourselves up and then it flows out. It's not like, let me try to get it from everybody and soak it in and hope that maybe somehow it'll get in there. Yeah. So we connect self first so that we can connect, show up more fully with our families, with our teams, with our communities, right? With our life.
Beautifully said, Melissa. It's so true. One of the things that really, even since I wrote the chapter on the book that I've been working with, is that connection is the essence of life.
Yeah.
So, and when we did a lot of the media and interviews around this book, one of the things, when I was listening to the other authors, there's so many critical pieces of that: connecting with nature, honoring who you are, connecting with your inner voice, all of those things. In addition to when you connect with others, then that's when you learn, because that's the reflection piece that allows you to see parts of yourself that maybe you don't see because you're just swimming in it. So when you have other people and when you make those important, really critical connections in your life, then that's when you learn and that's when you grow and expand in your life. And that was just so beautifully articulated. And how we apply that also is in business.
Yes.
You know, how can you create those kind of environments with your people? How can you connect with them? How can you give them a sense of belonging? Mm. And that's one of the things that Jeannie and I want to talk about on the show, is that, like, give great examples from these leaders like yourself all around the world who are shining in their business, as you are, and making great impact in all the areas like epigenetics and all of the incredible advances in science that you're involved in. But it's, thank you so much. I just, all of your information, our listeners are just going to really, really benefit from that.
Well, I love that you said that, Jill. And, you know, if we think about it, like, our body is our greatest teacher. It invites us in every moment of every day. And it invites us in, again, through our feelings, through our sensations. So if I were to ask you if you were stressed, and you said yes, well, let me just ask you, how do you ladies know when you're stressed? Let me ask you that both. So instead of me just pretending to role play this out, Jill, how do you know when you're stressed?
I know when I'm stressed because I get, I'm not focused. I feel like I'm in 1,000 different directions and my brain is going everywhere. So I really have to get quiet and center, recenter, and honor how I'm feeling and observe it.
Yep.
And then choose.
So here's what's great. For those of you, when you get to watch the video, her hands were going all over here. And she said, in my brain. Okay, so remember I said our body is our greatest teacher. So one of Jill's points of awareness is her brain feels like it's going all over. And that's, so again, her body is trying to get her attention because it's like, oh my gosh, it's too much. I'm going all over and we can't do this. Like, come back, just pause, rest for a moment so we can reset. Jeannie, how do you know when you're stressed?
My voice gets intense and I get hyper and I start moving around and I have to call somebody because I get very emotional.
And what you just did, so again, anybody watching is, and this is so subtle, right? We don't even know this about ourselves. So as she said that her voice, she gets tense, this is what her shoulders did. They lifted up. There was a subtle lift up and there was a contraction in her throat. So when I talk about our body, so there's times that we can visually see it in another, right? And this is all unconscious because we're not consciously walking around looking at each other going, what are they showing me? What's their body language? But there are these subtle cues. So her body literally contracts because her shoulders lifted up towards her ears. She feels a tightness in her throat, right? Her throat her tone gets higher. She talks faster. She gets more emotional. So there is a physical and emotional expression. And just think, and that's just like that. I asked you and you both knew. And we all know, right? We all know. And there might be a few places in our body that we feel it. You know, my son is coming up on 14. I can't even believe it. And he was having a time, a couple, probably about 9 months or so, where he started to have these, I'll call them tics. He went through two different things, always his throat. And then he was doing this kind of like his shoulder was always tight. You know, like you feel like something's on, you're just kind of like, I just got to move that. And it was this involuntary, like, ugh. And I'm like, okay, bud, what's your body telling you? Oh, I don't know, mom. And I've been doing this stuff with him since he's been a baby, right? Like doing this kind of what I call almost body talk, this practice of coming into a greater current present moment awareness about what's happening in you. It's okay to feel it. Again, we get too like, I don't have time for that. I don't want to know, like nothing. I don't know. We default to, I don't know. Well, if you had to guess, right? If you had to guess, let yourself go in a little deeper. Just take that moment to pause. And so long short, what we really realized for him, he had started to play a lot of video games. He was gaming and on technology. He was not taking his, like, we have a solid rule in our house, 30 minutes and you must take a break for at least 30 minutes. Because the brain, after 39 minutes, your system, when you're in constant, you know, you're in constant cortisol rush, you actually move into a state of more metabolic breakdown. You know, you start to change your brain chemistry. You just need to take a rest after 30 minutes, period, right? And he wasn't. And his system was being constantly overstimulated, overloaded. He wasn't resting. He wasn't resetting so that he could get the benefits of eustress. And so these are little things. And his body was showing it. It was telling it. He just wasn't choosing to listen. And that's happening for all of us. Think about how many times you feel a symptom. And the first thing you want to do is get rid of it. What if instead of reaching for a pill of some sort, you just took a moment and placed your hand in the area, whether it's your head, whether it's your heart, whether it's your stomach, right? Wherever you're feeling it, your knee, your hip. And you just take a moment to be present. Just take a moment to acknowledge and just say, thank you, body. I'm busy and I need your help to help me so that I can help you. We're one. We got to work together. We're a team. You know, we just so quickly want to move past things. And the body's always inviting us in to our truth. Just take a moment. I got you. We're a team. Just pause. We're going to be okay. Just give me a little tension. So I could keep going about this. You know, you can tell I feel very strongly about all this.
Well, that's perfect. I think we have to take a little break to our commercial so we can pay the bills. So we'll just go quick to our commercial and we will be right back.
Are you ready to be ageless and live limitless? Unlock your codes of longevity and discover how to age in reverse, look and feel years younger, perform at your peak, and express boundless energy, vitality, and joy. This and so much more is possible because it's no longer a question of if we're living longer. We are living longer. The question is, how well do you want to live beginning today so that you can flourish and thrive at any age and any stage of life? This book brings together more than 20 of today's health and longevity leaders to share with you the secrets that exist within so that you truly can unlock your code and you can live your long life well beginning today. So now is your time to go to codesoflongevity.com to order your copy so that you truly can look, feel, and live life optimized to 120 and beyond.
That's awesome. So, but I'm listening to Jill and I'm listening to you. And here's my thought.
Yeah.
If I want to take myself, my relationships, mm-hmm. my health, my anything next level, then it's probably really imperative for me not only to choose my language wisely, but actually talk to myself in the mirror first thing in the morning.
Yeah. You know, Jeannie, I love that. And I want to make a small but important, you know, kind of distinguishable moment here. If I can get my own words out, it is about talking. It is about asking. And it's really not talking at ourselves. It's asking questions. Here's the thing, asking new questions that evoke curiosity, excitement, energy. There's somehow an energizing question for you that they just kind of pop your brain open a little bit and they allow you, because to truly make changes in our life, it's both in our psychology and our physiology. Okay. So it's great to stand up. It's great to stand up, just kind of roll the shoulders a few times, be almost like at attention. You know, if anybody's ever watched the Amy Cuddy TED Talk, you can find out about the power pose. And there's so many amazing hormonal effects that happen instantaneously. So just by changing your body posture, a lot of us sit often throughout the day. Stand up, take a minute, get the blood flowing. Again, roll the shoulders back and down. You can even lift the arms up, bring it down, and then ask yourself a few questions. Questions that, again, lead you forward into what you want. And sometimes we really don't know. Well, if I don't know, and if you ever hear yourself saying, I don't know, then I want to immediately encourage you to say, well, if I had to guess, because we're so afraid of getting it wrong, but we're never going to get it wrong, right? So we don't commit. Well, if I had to guess, if I had to take a stab at it, if I gave myself permission to just dream, to honor my own desires, what would that look like? What would that be like? What would that feel like? How would I know? right? Brain, how can we find more of that? Where does that exist? So we start to ask these questions that kind of pop the brain open, and you guys will find your own words. Just think about what, why, and how, right? The what is our motivation. The why is, you know, really our inspiration, and the how is going to be our process. It's going to take us into it, of how we execute it, if you will. And so ask the questions, but feel the emotion. And this is where the magic really happens. And it's science and soul, right? And the magic is when you evoke that emotion. There is a division of science called psychoneuroimmunology. And the moment you elicit, let's just call these energizing feelings, your chemistry in your body is very different than when you feel anxious, when you feel worried, when you feel stressed. So the moment that you are in this more energized state, this more hopeful, this more inspired, this more, we'll just call it positive, resourceful state, your chemistry, you're releasing oxytocin, you're releasing more serotonin, you're releasing these powerful hormones and chemical neurotransmitter signals that now literally allow your brain and your body. You remember how you're saying your cells are listening? They now have a new conversation. And so they're feeling that your whole body changes, where you're literally, you're in a chemistry balance that does age you in reverse. It is rejuvenating. It is metabolically optimized, right? So many of us are walking around feeling tired and drained and feeling like I just can't get this extra, you know, weight off my body. I literally and figuratively feel weighed down. Well, let's be so diligent about being so committed to how we feel, to how we're thinking, to how we're talking about ourselves, to ourselves, through ourselves, because our cells are listening, and we change that chemistry, and we literally change our whole effect of how our body is responding.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So say it, Jeannie, say it, say the words, ask the questions, and feel it, and feel it. Because the other part of this, and this now goes a little bit into more, quantum physics and kind of into this category, but the true reality, like just still traditional sciences, everything breaks down to energy. We're all energy, everything. You, me, the air, the desk I'm sitting on, it all comes down to little protons, neutrons, aspects of energy, okay? Energy is simply information. This information, and remember, information is what signals our DNA. Information, how is information transmitted at an energy level, energy packets? It's just vibration. It's just these little vibratory elements. So they vibrate at a frequency. And this is it. Okay. So now this comes to our reticular activating system, right? We're vibrating, we're looking for things, we're noticing, we're feeling. And guess what happens? Our body wants to feel it more often. Our brain wants to find the solutions for us. Everything wants to work together. And we do align. So, you know, not necessarily talking manifestation yet, if we just come to this very basic principle of attraction, right? And we understand that all the brain is a receiver. It's just diluting information. It's filtering out. We don't need this. We need this. So we want to help to attune our own frequency, if you will, of our own physical energetic body. So that, think of it this way, the better the inputs, the better quality of the signals and information coming into our system, the better the outputs. And that again is epigenetics.
So if we get really good at this over time, then we could quantum leap our success.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can. I'm going to tell you what else you can do. You can, and this is, again, I know that we talk, and I can talk business all day too, applications with this. I love, love, love business. Not only am I, you know, a provider, but I'm a business owner, multiple businesses. And so we can make immediate changes because there's a ripple effect. And this does come into quantum physics, but, you know, essentially every piece of energy, like this might get out of some people's comfort zone for a moment, but the reality is everything is connected. Okay. Again, at this kind of energetic level. And so the moment there's a change made, there's kind of this ripple effect through it. And so it's almost as if we can upgrade our own timelines. The moment we break through one, what was previously, you know, kind of an old belief that now just, well, I'm not even going to call it a limiting belief. It was just an old belief, something that maybe our mom or dad taught us that now as an adult, we're like, well, that doesn't really work for me. Like, I know that maybe used to be true. And there was a time that I thought that worked. And there was a time that maybe it worked okay. But now it's no longer true for me. It's no longer serving me in the same way. Okay, nothing wrong with it. We don't have to blame and shame mom and dad. We just get to go, all right, so what do I need to know? What do I need to believe? What do I need to understand that will allow me to, what is it that I want now? What would be more helpful, beneficial for me? And the moment we start to, again, ask these new questions, we think about things in new ways. We have these rapid breakthroughs, these rapid up-levelings. And then the old stuff, it's gone. We only hold on to it because on some level we're choosing to hold on to it. Now, it may not be conscious, but there's still a part of us that, you know, we're getting into some deeper psychological stuff, but, you know, there's something it's all giving us. So if energy is just information, all it is, if you're coming into resistance time and time again, you haven't made the breakthrough you want to make, like you're just like at this precipice, you're like, gosh, why do I always get stuck here? Mm-hmm. There's information in it for you. There's something that situation, that experience, that event, good, bad, or indifferent, there's a message for you in it that you get to just go, I can keep the message without all that. And I can upgrade that to now, right? Release what no longer serves me in essence and say, this part's really cool. This part still has value. This part was helpful. But all of this, what I really understand this was there for is to show me how capable I am, how strong I am, how resilient I am, how amazing I am, how, you know, whatever. You will learn something because typically when we meet resistance, and I'm just going to boil this down very simplistically, it's somehow the brain has perceived it as a threat to go to this next level. There's something about that that's not quite safe to the brain unconsciously. And that unconscious means these are thoughts and beliefs that were laid in by other people, other messaging, other things that, you know, when you're a kid, 0 to 7, it all just comes in. It's a straight download. It's super literal. And we're not at a phase where we can distinguish the difference and have enough life experience to know how to better filter it. And that stuff just gets laid in. And then it's running behind the scenes the rest of our life. But people feel like, oh, great, I'm a victim of my parents' crap. No, you're not. Not even a little bit, right? Because unconscious and conscious, like here's the shift. All this stuff is running behind the scenes. The moment we bring it to the forefront, the moment that we shake the dirt off the roots of it, the moment that we're willing to ask new questions, the moment that we're willing to say, not mine, theirs used to be true, no longer true. So what can be true for me now? What am I ready to say yes to now? And you may go, oh, I know what I want to say yes to. But there's something about that that's still like the brain's going to go, oh, but this is safe. I know how to do this. Even if this isn't really helping me to thrive, I know how to do this. And so going over there, remember, stress, it's taking us into new territory, going beyond our familiar zone. Even if we don't like our familiar zone, it's comfortable. And there's a part of the brain that does create crave rather, right? If we think of Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, one of those fundamental human needs is safety and security. We need to feel safe. And we need to stop looking for other people outside of us to give us that safety.
Now you're talking. We need to have a book on just for that. We can do a on that. And then another one on the quantum physics and the law of
Okay. We'll do it for sure. I'd love it. And that's really it. But we can give ourselves safety the moment we come back in and connect with self. And it can happen by, again, just starting to have a new conversation with self, starting to say, self, I've got you. You're safe. We're safe. We're safe here and now, like right now. And, you know, we want to go to all these other places that either have happened in the past or we think could happen in the future. And none of them are real anymore. All we have is this. So let's come in. Let's start to take little micro moments and let those build one on top of the other, on top of the other. And that does create a beautiful momentum into this new direction. And that's, again, when life is informing life, there's the better the inputs, the better the outputs. You want new results, then feed yourself new, right? New nourishing inputs. And that's just not information. That's new self-talk. That's new love. That's new rest. That's new light. That's getting good sleep. My gosh, if I could tell anybody listening anything, you want to change your life, one of the fastest ways to do it is through sleep. Actually get 7 to 9 hours. Dr. Rimka's chapter in here on rest is super powerful. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But it is fundamentally one of the most essential markers of longevity, quality of health, life, you know, metabolic health, really looking at cognitive function. It's one of the best ways to really ensure cognitive optimization for a long life instead of being worried about dementia and decline. Yeah, there's so many benefits to sleep. So you guys will have to have Dr. Rimka on. You guys will love
that. Yeah, she's going to be. We definitely have her scheduled.
Oh, good.
And one of the beautiful points that you made that is very connected with the work and the research that I've been doing is that connection is your natural state.
Yeah.
So building these habits are somewhat of like building the muscle of connection. Mm-hmm. And it's when you are disconnected that's when all of these other things come in and the things that deteriorate your longevity and everything else in your life. So if people can understand that when they can reconnect, mm-hmm. that's their alignment.
Yeah.
That's when the genius comes. If they can connect with the natural wisdom that is within them, and they can do the things to honor that, mm-hmm. and they can be in a home situation that they're honoring their health in that way, and mm-hmm. getting the rest, getting the food, building that body mm-hmm. connection, that mental connection. And then they can do that and take that into their work and connect Absolutely. With their people and create those environments of connection and belonging, because that is also attractive. And you have to kind of be the example of that, as you so beautifully are mm-hmm. for your son and your husband. You know, you have to be it, what you want to see and what you want to teach. And you do such a beautiful job of that. So I just wanted to kind of recognize
that. Oh, Jill, I just cherish you and I thank you. And I want to let everybody know that what was important to me to put inside of this book, because again, having been in the integrative health industry for over 20 years, working with many, many, many clients that everybody sets off. And hey, we're at the top of a new year. We're at a time where we set resolutions, we set intentions. And yet in less than, 18 days in, many of us have already taken our foot off the gas and we've forgotten and we've come up with because again, familiar zone, comfort zone, that's scary. I don't know if I can fully go the full distance. I'm just going to go back here. And when somebody reads a book like this, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I got to sleep. I got to eat. I got to there's this feeling of I'm excited because I want the outcome, but it feels like there's a lot. And we overestimate our abilities because many of us want to go all in and we think, okay, I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do it all. And we'll do it all for a few days. Right. And then we're like, I can't keep this up. I got too many other things in my life. Like this is not sustainable. And so, what I do is I say, look, longevity is the long game. If we could all think about our life, our work, our relationships, the outcomes that we want, longevity is the long game. And to that point, I have a whole assessment in here. I have a multiple page assessment that takes people through the most important places that they can begin within themselves. So before we think advanced therapies and technologies, and do I need to do hormone optimization? And do I need to go, get some cool lasers? Do I need to go do cold immersion? Do I need to do peptides? Everybody wants peptides. No, I'm not giving you peptides until you can sleep, until you can just take a minute and pause and hydrate your body and your brain. We skip the little things because we think it's the big thing. We think it's, that thing with that big price tag and that new razzle dazzle. No, that stuff will add on and amplify. But if we're not willing to do some of the basic things consistently for ourselves, well, the other stuff isn't going to make it's not going to move the dial. A lot. So anyway, with this assessment, what's really great about it is it helps to personalize to each person going, okay, there could be, 20 different authors and 20 different things I was really inspired about and I'd love to take action on. But where do I need to? So I give you a way to look at immediate, short-term, and long-term, right? So what do I need to do? If I did this right now, I'm going to immediately make an improvement in myself and my health and my well-being. What are the things I should focus to layer in over the next few months? And then what's my long-term? What are the things that I want to just kind of stack? And I call it building your own longevity stack. So these little, again, these little micro actions, these little micro moments, it's not about doing it all now, gang. It's like, let this really embrace and go, oh, I don't have to sprint. Like, it's not about who gets there first, because we want to get there last, don't we? If we want to live a longevity life, we're like, I want to be here the longest, right? But I want everybody else to be with me. I want everybody else to be with me. So these are become really simple, simple practices that can be done over time and amplifying. It's like savings. It's like compounding interest a little bit every day over time. You know, we end up having millions by the time we're like, oh yeah, I'm ready to retire. Oh, I've been putting in those dollars every day that turned into thousands, that turned into hundreds of thousands. And now I got millions in there. Holy moly. Same kind of idea in our body.
Yeah. Such great advice. We have to have you on again.
I would love to come back. I love you. You know that you're just one of my people, and I would be honored to come back. So thank you.
You know, Jill, I love your question. We have a couple minutes before we need to wrap up, but you know, one of the things she's taught me is whether she's at home or at work, she has a signature question that she asks. You know what it is?
Me?
Jill. No, oh, Jill, you know which one I'm talking about, Jill?
What does love look like here?
Yeah. What does love look like here? And to me, I'm listening to you guys. And what love looks like here is that when Jeannie runs into those things that she says, yet, not shaming it, getting out of shame mode and getting into curiosity. I think that has been over the years, one of the biggest barriers I've had to keep overcoming. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Set yourself free, sister. Like, how's it helped you, right? It hasn't. So now you get to just say, yet. Ooh, that just got simple and easy. Yet. And I can't wait when I come back on, we'll pick up there and we'll, and you'll have to give us an update of what that's done for you. And anybody listening, you know, like, I'm going to just encourage you guys. I'll look back at these show notes. I'd love to see you guys do that same thing. If that resonated with you, what we're talking about with Jeannie, we shared that in the beginning of this conversation. You know, try that on for size. I've got one of my clients right now. She's got a 30-day practice of doing that. I'm like, it's the one thing. I'm taking away all your technology, all your other stuff. Like, we're coming down to this one thing and that's it. And so for 30 days, that's what she's doing. So it's always great to, you know, to apply it. Don't just think about it, be about it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
DocMelissa.com. That's my main website. Everything for the book is there as well. You know, so if they just want to find out about the book, it's on all retailers. They can go to Amazon, it's Barnes and Nobles. They can go to our website, codesoflongevity.com. And the cool thing, if they go there, there's actually a course that we still are offering as a bonus gift right now. So if you get the book, then you can go over to codesoflongevity.com and you can actually put in your receipt number and your information, and it will sign you up for the Path to 120 course. It's a video training that I did as a companion to the book. So it really helps to bring it to life real time, you know, kind of fill in some of the gaps to give you the big picture as we go through mind, body, and soul, of how to connect the dots of lifespan, healthspan, wellspan. So docmelissa.com, codesoflongevity.com. Those are probably the two best places.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to get the recordings of this show, is on bbsradio.com/executive shine. So Jeannie, you want to take us out?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Melissa, for joining us. And for Jill, for discovering her to me and bringing her in. And I just hope that everybody who's listening today has a chance to shine in a way that counts and has a chance to have conversations that count. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the connection. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.